大家好，我是佳琪，今天呢来给大家读小兔狼的故事。 In the deep dark forest, there lived a gang of coyotes. The coyotes were all big and tough. Well, all except one, Wimpy. The bigger coyotes were mean to Wimpy. For as long as Wimpy could rememberEverybody had called him Wimpy. His real name was long forgotten. Biggest coyote barked, Wimpy, come pick up the trash. Wimpy had learned to keep safe by following orders. It was better not to attract any attention. If he did,The others only bullied him even more. Wimpy, go get 2 eggs for me. Wimpy didn't really want to do this, so he would take the long, slow trail to the chicken coop. On his walk, he would explore the quiet corners of the forest.Wimpy, come here. I want to practice my boxing. Wimpy had learned how to let his muscles go soft and his mind go far away when the others wanted to box. This hidden ability to go away helped Wimpy get through hard times. All day long,The big coyotes barked orders at Wimpy. Wimpy mumbled, Oh, okay. A hidden strength lived in his body. He instantly became small. His shoulders hunched, and his voice disappeared whenever he was near the big coyotes. This hidden strength helped Wimpy to stay near to the mean big coyotes without them noticing and bullying him. He was too young to live on his own. After a while, Wimpy decided he wanted to go away from the others and explore. He learned that using his hidden strength,He could slip away unnoticed by the bigger coyotes. This way, he could enjoy some peace and quiet in the forest for a little while. One day, when at the edge of the forest, he heard the faint twinkle of playful voices. Curious, he followed the sounds. Wimpy was excited and a bit nervous.Who is this in my forest? He wondered. Wimpy spotted a little boy rabbit and a little girl cat, happily picking flowers together. Wimpy was puzzled by their kind voices. Maybe, oh maybe, they might be friends with me, hoped Wimpy. As Wimpy walked toward them,The rabbit and the cat froze, and their voices stopped. Then suddenly, the cat jumped out and yelled, Hey, I'll bet you can run as fast as I can. The cat quickly ran off down the path. As always, Wimpy did what he was ordered. He dashed after the cat. Soon, the cat scrambled up a nearby tree.She climbed higher and higher. Wimpy tried to climb after her. But coyotes cannot climb. Embarrassment swallowed Wimpy. He knew he had failed again. His heart sank as he slunk away into the forest. A little voice inside him said, What if the other coyotes saw me?They would laugh at me again. Wimpy scurried back to his cave. Once there, he thought, I am so useless. The others are right to call me wimpy. His body crumpled and he longed to disappear so no one could ever laugh at him again. The next day, Wimpy's tummy turned upside down and he held his breath when he saw the other coyotes.
Uh-oh, do they know? Did they see I could not catch a cat?
Then a big coyote barked, "Go get me a chicken egg." Wimpy took a deep breath of relief. The big coyotes were treating him the same as always. Phew, they must not have seen that I messed up, he thought. Things were back to usual. As Wimpy crept toward the chicken coop, his body instantly used its ability to move sneakily. Mama Chicken did not see or hear him approach. Quick as a flash, Wimpy snatched the fattest egg in the nest. Whoa, I'm getting better and better at gathering eggs, he thought. That made Wimpy feel warm inside and grow taller. As Wimpy heard Mama Chicken's upset scrags, his heart felt a sharp twinge. But he couldn't stop. He had to go back to the big coyotes. Tired from his busy day, Wimpy went home to his cozy cave. There, he fell into a deep sleep. In his dream, Wimpy was running free. The moon gazed through the window at Wimpy dreaming, as she had every night since Wimpy was born. In his dream, Wimpy raised and his friends cheered. Suddenly, his body felt strong and powerful. His legs pumped like pistons. This was so unfamiliar. His legs ran faster and faster. The wind rushed through his fur as he zoomed through the forest. He had not forgotten how to be strong, even after all the time being small and following orders. He was grinning from ear to ear. He didn't think about winning or losing. He just thought about how great he felt. He was running side by side with his new friend, Cat. Together, they crossed the finish line, tired out and happy. As Wimpy dreamed on, Moon sighed. She knew that when he woke up in the morning, he would face the big coyotes again. Moon saw Wimpy's true nature. She understood that while living with the bigger coyotes, Wimpy had to keep his inner strength deeply hidden. She trusted Wimpy would one day grow up to be a true hero and leave the bigger coyotes. Maybe then it would be safe for him to walk strong and tall. Moon breathed loving kindness upon Little Coyote, as she had done every night since he was born. Tonight, she sent him a song to remind him of his body's strength. Little Coyote, run, run, run. Your friends, they cheer. How warm you feel, how happy you are. Your friends see your true nature. Before the time is right, keep close your secret strength. Safe inside, hidden it thrives. Little coyote, run, run, run. Your body running free. How tall you feel, how strong you are. The world needs your bravery now. When the time is right, take a stand, speak the truth. May you claim back your true name. 这个故事呢是我最喜欢的一个。但是很多人可能不太懂到底小土狼的这个秘密的力量是什么呢？其实它有很多个不同的 secret strength。那其中一个就是帮助他能够跟这群很凶猛的大土狼一起生活，就是他的身体可以自动让他变得很小，看不见，能够像个神偷一样似的偷偷摸摸的移动，偷偷摸摸的偷鸡蛋都不会被发现。这对于在很多在逆境中生存的人来说，这其实是一种生存的策略。但同时呢，小土狼的身体还是记得它是有力量的，这个力量呢就被深埋在它的身体的最深处。当它晚上做梦，梦到跟小猫咪一起赛跑的时候，它可以笑得很开心，它可以跑得很快，它可以站得又高又直。所以这两种都是小土狼身体里面的内蕴力量。谢谢。